Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun in Cancer. This happens at the summer solstice or the June solstice when the sun crosses 0 degrees Cancer. And for the next 30 days, we're in the time of Cancer. This is an archetypal energy that is most interested in how to nurture and take care of the children, creating a safe space. Now, again, the sun sign does not represent the archetype a person is learning about or here to help explore, express, and evolve, but it is the archetypal energy that they use as their fuel to reach their life goals. So, for example, if somebody was a Cancer sun and they had Gemini rising, family may be very important to them. The feeling of being safe, the feeling of being nurtured and supported, the feeling of creating a nurturing safe space for others or for themselves and others is perhaps something that's important to them. But more important would be to the creative expression of Gemini, the mind in its most creative forms of communication and putting an energy out there. So the Cancer archetype, or the Cancer expression of the sun, is a time of year ultimately when we might feel the safest. You know, there's a lot of trees and plants that are blooming and ready to be harvested, and there's plenty everywhere. So that there's a sense of being nurtured and supported, and that it's safe. And that the needs are being met at that particular time. And that's something that's really important to somebody with a Cancer sun. Now, again, if somebody has a Cancer sun and, say, Pluto to it, it may be difficult for them to feel safe no matter what until they get a handle on how they create that safety for themselves. Ultimately, Pluto's meant to be empowering of self. So it's not that you seek that safety and that nurturing outside of yourself, but how do you create it for yourself if you have that kind of a outer planet transit to it? I mean, aspect to the sun in Cancer. If a person has sun in Cancer with, say, Uranus to it, then this would be a person who it's going to be the most unique and innovative ways of really feeling that connection to being nurtured. Might come in unexpected ways or ways that we haven't even thought of yet. So there's a uniqueness to it, and the sun actually affects every area of life. It is connected to every part of who we are, so it's going to be something that is infused in everything that we do. So when there are planets that are aspecting the sun, and if it's a Cancer sun, it's going to affect how you experience being a Cancer sun. So the great thing about this time of year is that it is a time of connecting to the Great Mother, the Earth Mother, how she nurtures, supports, and sustains us, how she keeps us safe, how she helps us to know that our life is going to be supported ultimately. And then that helps us to be able to be more creative in our life and in our expression, in what we're here to do in our divine expression.